want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement for all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Charitable giving is down since the new Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was enacted in December of 2017. In 18 and so far 19, it is down. And I think there's two important, well, there's several important things to understand with charitable giving. One is, I think we need to give because there are plenty of people around us and in just here in East Tennessee, much less all over the state and the country and then even all over the world that just don't have it nearly as fortunate as we do. And it's important to give to those that are less fortunate. And then number two, I think the power of giving in a financial plan should not be underestimated. It's extremely powerful, and I think a lot of it has to do with our relationship with our money. Money life balance is so critically important in this life. You know, J.D. Rockefeller was asked once, how much money is enough? And his answer, a little bit more. When the money is the purpose and the goal, it's never enough. And so money life balance is such a critical thing to balance. And we're surrounded by material things and chasing success and keeping up with people. And I think what giving does is, you know, when you follow your heart when you give, it helps keep money and life. It helps you with your relationship with money, keep a healthy balance and perspective on the money, because you're giving to people and to causes that need that more than you do, or that are very, very important causes. So I think it's critically important. So I think number one, you need to do it because it's going to improve the lives of people around you, and it's going to improve your life. Now then, second, we need to make sure that we're being strategic about it. We absolutely want to get every potential tax benefit we can. And one of the problems is fewer people are getting tax breaks from their donations to church and charity. According to estimates from the Tax Foundation, 14% of taxpayers will itemize deductions on their 2019 returns. 14%. It was 31% under the old tax rules in 2017. So 20% of the country lost the ability to deduct charitable contributions. So again, we shouldn't do it because of the tax benefit, but we should be strategic and try to take every advantage of the tax benefit that we possibly can. And charitable giving fell 3.8% on an inflation-adjusted basis in 2018. So about 4% reduction in charitable giving. So it's a dangerous area, I think. So a couple of tips to be smart. Tax planning is about looking to the future and being smart about how you do things. So bunching charitable donations heavier into one year and then not doing them the next. And then being smart about how you pay your property taxes, for example, and when you buy a car or a boat because of the sales tax deduction. This type of tax planning can put you in a position where you are itemizing every other year. So instead of taking a $24,400 deduction every year, you're doing $24,400 one year. And then the next year, maybe you're doing 30 or 35. Then you go back to 24, then to 35. So you're getting an extra $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 deduction every other year. Now, if you're giving to a lot of charities or churches, or you're worried about the charity, you know, Jim, they need my money every year, rather than bunching all that together, you can set up a donor-advised fund. A donor-advised fund is a charitable fund that you set up, you fund it. It is an irrevocable gift. You take the tax deduction in full when you fund it, but then you're in control of the investment and the ultimate distribution of that money. So let's say you're given, you know, $10,000 a year to your church, just as an example. You could put $20,000 in there this year and give $10,000 right away to the church, and then leave the other $10,000 in there and give it next year. So there are a lot of tools we have to be successful with how we time things. And then if you're over 70 and a half, you've got to be doing qualified charitable distributions. You're able to do something at your age that no other taxpayer is able to do, and that is take a tax-free distribution from your IRA. Only people 70 and a half can do it. You give it directly from your IRA to the charity or the church, and it comes off of your page one taxable income. If your minimum distribution is $20,000 and you give $5,000 to church or charity and it's made out directly to the charity, you only pay tax on, you only have $15,000 added in on page one into your adjusted gross income. You still get the deduction on page two. So for those of you over 70 and a half, it's a no-brainer. Everybody else, it's how we bunch things, it's planning them, it's using the advantage of a donor advised fund if that's what we need to do. You've got to be smart. So, you know, number one, do it because it's going to improve your life and the lives of people around you. The power of giving. And then number two, be very smart and strategic about taking every advantage of the tax code that you possibly can.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.